And as I said, it was just few steps of the self-portrait I do, but it's the logic is really relating to the life, the emotional life, and I think art is a lot about emotions rather than rationality. And that's why it was one of my choices to focus on emotions, but also like the dance itself, because if it's a creation for dance piece, let's assume it's a dance piece that we're working towards with this self-portrait, then really going into the details of what is dance for me, just but not only thinking and writing from a moving it, feeling it, sensing it, sweating it, and then taking time to go to the paper. And paper not necessarily means words and paper, so it can be colors, images. And when we move, our system is really like we have images, sounds, colors, taste, smell, and how can we and sometimes we can really put, some students were putting perfume on their self-portrait, you know, like they had essential oils. So it makes so much sense, you know, it triggers something. And interesting, one of the students was also thinking, like, how can I create smell in the audience place? So she was trying different things, like she wanted to bring the smell aspect to her class because it came that she needed the smell, you know? So, and it become an interesting trick for artistic creation also. But it came from a very authentic need. And but before I go maybe to sum a little how the creation continues with students from this point to the creative work, I'm curious of how were these little steps you tasted, how were they for you today? Does it make sense? Did it work? Did it, like, confused or, like, was it difficult? Comme vous voulez. And you can speak French or English, it's okay.
C'est bon. Je pense qu'il était très ouvert. Les propositions très ouvertes. Propositions. C'est une action comme on s'est senti. Je ne me trompe pas. La question c'était comment on s'est senti.
You're very quiet. I cannot hear.
Comment on a vécu le oui. Mm. C'est ça. Donc j'étais très ouverte. Donc toutes les propositions qui m'y sont sorties vraiment très naturelles. Donc tout à l'heure par la proposition par exemple de dessin aussi, quand on demandait qu'est-ce qu'est la danse, qu'est des choses qui sont sorties, donc je sentis que j'étais très très apaisée, très tranquille, très à l'intérieur de moi, mais connectée comme, comme je sais pas si vous avez ces sentiments là, mais voilà, en connexion intérieure mais extérieure aussi.
Moi, j'ai senti plus de difficulté à chercher des mots, enfin, quand tu à être en quelque chose de plus intellectuel ou plus, plus clair sur des mots précis, sur les émotions et sur. Pour, je crois que la question, c'était qu'est-ce que pour nous la danse ? Enfin, il me semble qu'il y avait quelque chose comme ça. Alors que par contre, dans le dessin, c'est venu plus facilement. Alors, est-ce que c'est parce qu'on avait dessiné avant ? Parce que je ne pratique pas le dessin du tout. Mais eh bien, une chose plus reliée à mon corps, en tout cas, dans le dessin aujourd'hui.
Oui, aujourd'hui. And it's also, I forgot to say, but like we did the dessin practice avec Nico, and I also do this in my classes differently, but I also do writing practice, moving and writing. And there's a lot of articles on Mind the Dance on this also. And it really requires practice, like everything. And also it's interesting, how can writing come from the body rather than its usual habit of coming from the thinking mind. That it then it becomes even creative, you know. And it's not with auto-censure. It's like and then from that you feel more comfortable and confident to use more words. Plus, also we use. I prefer to use verbal language in the moving and dancing as an introduction for thinking and moving and like, oh, what is words, what is movement? Like, shake the student or like the participant, like, ah, and then from there go into the writing. It's a different quality. Then it's a different warm-up for words. And there's really great exercises for this from coming from theater work that this articulation of muscles in your face and then making blah 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 sounds, then slowly blah 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 blah, blah, then going into bubble words, then to phrase, you know, like a baby. But then they're amazing tools to really open up, you know. And for me, I love taking workshops from theater departments or writing workshops for dance creation. Really, it's feeding a lot. I recommend a lot for this. Then it becomes your toolbox for practice. But it's true that it's difficult to start with.
C'est vrai que moi aussi j'ai eu une difficulté au début. Ça sortait cinq mots. Donc je dis, tu veux écrire en espagnol. Ça sortait cinq mots en espagnol. Ok, mais il n'y a plus parce que il m'a dit peut-être en français, ça me sortait plus de mots. J'écris en français, ça sortait cinq. En espagnol non plus. Mm. Et j'ai réussi en japonais. C'est, voilà, il y avait.
It's so interesting what you're saying, because now I live in France and the French language is new to me. I'm trying to learn. I can understand, but I cannot speak, okay? But it's so much in my ear that it's becoming more difficult to articulate myself in Turkish. Mm. I realize when I go back to my country, it takes time. It's my mother tongue, of course. And so interesting, when I was training a lot in the Europe and practice a lot in English, when I was doing automatic writing, etc., there was a moment that I wanted to do it in English, not Turkish. But normally, we assume that your mother tongue... No, but the conditions, your circumstances, the culture around you, language around you, it's very important what you're saying.
Mais je sais pas si c'est parce que c'est relationné aux mots et après il y avait le dessin. Mais ça venait plus des mots, par exemple, des caractères, ça s'appelle kanji en japonais, donc des mots, pas des mots comme ça, mais en espagnol, pas, c'est une langue que tu parles beaucoup aussi, pas rien de tout, pas que cinq mots, je pense.
And we look at the self-portraits, we see some of us, like now, today, I don't know if you, yes, you had also yesterday, choose in the drawing, put some words in there. It's my tendency also. Mm. I want to have little explanations here and there. Mm. Some people just go abstract. No words. Even I introduce word work, they don't do it.
Yeah?
But that's why I say this, because you decided not to. And that's a decision. And I think it's also in the... when you translate this into a dance piece, because this is the buzz, you can use it as a floor pattern or 3D. Imagine different layers. Maybe every color is a chapter of your performance. You could create any score with this, and it's very creative what people come up. I think some people who have a tendency to use words in their drawing, they are the ones who also like some verbal practice in their performances, not only physical dance, but they like a little poetry, a little singing, you know. Mm. So people have different relation to words,
Also different relationship to words, like within your tasks. For example, yesterday and today, I realized I liked the task of giving a definition of dance today, because it's like definition of the day, like food for the day, you know. Mm-hmm. Because I like title, for example, I often started from a title to make a piece because it's inspiring. But when you ask moods, the feelings,
emotions,
I was a bit dry. But today you said you talked about verbs, so I started a list. Oh, verbs, yeah. And then sentiment, and then and then I realized, I tried to translate sentiment into verbs.
Yeah.
So this was smiling. I tried to translate smiling into
body everybody posture,
smiling.
Oui.
But it's funny. I realized that some words, some relationship to words are stimulating, relationship to words, like describe a feeling.
But to be honest, this is a whole chapter, the feeling. Mm. This comes from art therapy practice of mine, this working with emotions and describing emotions. Mm. In many cultures, Like mm-hmm. Americans, I think, are up until my practice statistics, they seem to be more articulate with emotional words. They have also, if you look at from a linguistic point of view, you find in the English language a lot of words to express the same emotion. Like, for example, depressed, dismal, forlorn. They all mean the same, but they're a lot in Turkish. One word may mean different things, a lot. So, in some cultures, not only language, but for example, in Turkey, we never learn to express our emotions. If a child is crying, nobody says, "What are you angry? Are you upset? Yeah. Are you feeling a bit frustrated?" The adults don't know how to help the children to name the emotions. They're like, don't cry. Or even sometimes even like, blank, don't cry.
In France we say, shut up.
Yeah. Oh, usually. I think it's way better than my culture. And I was so impressed that, oh wow, they're teaching the child to express with words their emotions. But in some cultures, even like, don't talk about the emotions. We pretend there's no emotions. We are strong, we go. So it also affects our relation with the written words also.
And maybe it starts to become intimate. This stays extimate.
It's too expressive.
But you
brought something very important, this intimacy. My art therapy teacher says art is such a naughty child that he wants to be visible, but in a very indirect and very like covered way. So I think this intimacy, it's if we are intimate and we really bring our guts out, but distort them that nobody really actually understand what it is, we are more present, we are really creative and authentic, and the emotion communicates to the audience, not necessarily to the thinking mind, but they got it, you know, they have it. So that's also where the logic of this self-portrait is. Voilà. And then, do you have anything to add?
What can I say? The whole day was very inspiring, I think. It made me do a lot of links between questions I had. So it's really had a nice day. Thanks.
So good to hear this. As I explained at the beginning, so this is really the beginning point for a creative process. It seemed to work, so I developed it more and more, and depending on the context, I changed the questions, of course. So I proposed this score on Mind the Dance, but as an idea, and people could play with it. And I already did it with a psychologist, Julia Buchford, and she was doing it for teachers. I was in a teacher's meeting, and she helped us to reflect on our teaching practice. And then I was so inspired that I started doing it for creative purposes of dance artists. And it seems to work, at least in my aesthetic, in my taste, my pedagogical approach. My students seem to enjoy the process, and that was the gift. That was the only thing that I could say, yes, we achieved something, that they were really enjoying the suffering even of the creative process. Because it becomes like a child play. I draw, I do something, and oh, I write a letter to my third-year-old. Look, there's different layers of these scores. And what you just said maybe is a good ending statement also, finding links between questions. Because I think this kind of work creates more questions than answers, and I think it's a great place for an artist to have a lot of questions and trying to find links.
I think a kind of multimedia creativity, and this is very exciting because you don't stay very long in one practice, like only dance, but you shift from one to the other, and it's very stimulating.
This also developed in years. I was more into drawing, thinking there, and then slowly I realized that we need to embody differently, and I personally need shifting states all the time because I get very easily bored, and I need always stimulation, and the contemporary times are asking for this shift, like it or not, but it's our part of our daily life. So how can we adjust our methodologies and pedagogical approach to this reality? And then It is sometimes very frustrating for some persons. We are kind of alike. Mm. We like this. Mm. Some people find it too much and too overwhelming. Then I try to adjust to them, making little longer, softer transitions. Mm. But sometimes I really force it from like change, like I was changing the music today. Mm. So it's like, but then that brings a different ability, different strength, or different frustration that you have to deal with, you know. But it's as long as it's fun, it's okay. We heal the frustration. And really, I want to thank also Tatiana. It was great to be in Grenoble, in Le Pacifique, and try with different, also like professors of from the dance university, students from the university, independent artists. It's such a good mix of qualities. Hein? No, it was very inspiring for me also.
Merci Daphné d'avoir mené ça, et merci Nico aussi d'avoir accepté de rejoindre le projet tardivement, avec tout ce que ça implique.
It's good. And it's fun to see the to make this flashback. Mm.
To eat up their times.
Yes, it started at this moment. Oh, yes, sleep, I remember now.
Et finalement, tu as participé aux trois projets.
Yeah, finally, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Plus ou moins intensément, mais... Yeah.
And Le Pacifique has been our partner from the very beginning, and very supportive and creative partner also. And thanks to you, Tatiana. You are one of the most creative admins. We have really good admins also. That's very important.
Yes, Simen and Tatiana.
They're really great. Thank you.